And if you're writing a title down, the title would be Commanded to Reign. We're commanded to reign in everything that we do. And how do we reign in life? How do we have all what we have in the life? It's by Jesus Christ. And we know it's because of Jesus. And we are commanded to reign in this life by using the Word of God. That's our weapon. But I can tell you one thing. That Word of God is stronger. That's stronger than a two-edged sword. And you know, we have been made righteous and have been given the divine commission to take our place in this life. Where we are, we have been commissioned by the Word of God to take our place and reign in our life. Hallelujah. What are you talking about reign? Well, I'm talking about everything. We're moving forward. We're not letting the enemy take us back. And, you know, he may knock us down. He may trip us up. But I can tell you, we reign in this life because of the Word of God. And I tell you, you know how we have something like, especially along the coast, people prepare for hurricanes. And you know, they might have some canned goods, and you got some extra water. And I can remember before, we used to fill up a tub with water. And, you know, all kinds of stuff. You prepare for a hurricane. And, you know, we need to prepare in the spiritual realm by the Word of God. Put more of the Word of God in there. And you know, and I grab a hold to much of the Word as I can. And I, you know, that's what it's all about, putting more of the Word in there. Because when you put more of the Word in there, what else, all that trash has got to go. So that's what we need to do, put more of God's Word in us, because we are commanded to reign in this life. And put more of His Word. Build yourself up, and you know, in God's Word. He wants the Word in us. He wants that time of fellowship with Him. And it's like I say, on Sundays, we get that time when we come into His house. On Thursdays, we come into His house. You know, it would be nice if everybody would come. But there's maybe some issues that they can't make it for some reason or another. But the deal is, we come in and worship God. And you know, for that, I don't know, what, 6 months, I felt lost because we weren't here on a Thursday. But you understand, put more of the Word. And so when you ask the Lord, it comes up. And you know, it's like an index, your computer, on your hard drive of your computer. You type something in and your hard drive is searching for that. You ever see that little doodad that goes around? Or it used to be the hourglass to do that. But it goes around and around. It's searching. The same thing with us. We need to have the Word. So when something issue comes up that we can, it's searching for that Word that we need in our spirits. And you know, we are to be like Jesus and function within the framework and authority of His kingdom. Because we live here on this earth, but we belong to the kingdom of God. We're in the kingdom of God. So we need to understand that Jesus overcame the devil, right? On every front, and as much as He did, He overcame them, and He gives us some word that we must do the same thing. He has overcome the devil. He told His disciples that, and He said, and it's also for us too, to overcome the devil. Matter of fact, look in John 14:12. We'll go to 14 and 12 and 13. And He says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in Me. Now, not just saying it out your mouth, but he who believes in Me, the works that I do, he will do also. And the greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. Jesus talking to His disciples. And He's talking to us. And whatever you ask in My name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You see what I'm saying? That Jesus is telling His disciples. The disciples, He told them, commissioned them to go out and minister, right? The same thing right there. As we're hearing this word, the disciples right here is giving us the word, like in John. He gave us the word, and we get the word, and we are supposed to do the same as Jesus. Didn't he say that? That whatever you do, if you believe in me, that's the big part. You got to believe. Just because some people come to church, that don't mean they believe in Jesus. And they expect that things to happen. I don't know why this ain't happening. Well, do you believe in Jesus? Oh, you know I do. I'm here at church every Sunday. That don't mean nothing. Do you believe in the miracles that he said in his word? Do you believe in those things that he tells us? And we take his word and put into our heart. You know, and I can tell you, Jesus personally commissioned every believer to reproduce. Now think about this, and continue to do the works that he did while he was here on this earth. He expects his people to continue that work. And he gave us his personal command to do the works in the authority of his name. We've been commanded to do the works that Jesus did. Think back. You think into your own thinking and just think, am I doing the works that Jesus did? Am I speaking to the people? Am I talking with? Am I showing the love of Jesus? Am I doing this? Am I doing according to his word? Am I doing it? He has commanded us to do that. You know, and now we're human. So was his disciples. And they got in some little skirmishes too. They got in some little mouthy things that they did. They did some things. We're just like we're human too. But I can tell you, we got the word of God. God has commissioned us to do that. And you know, they walked with Jesus and they still messed up. You see what I'm saying? They walk with him. Now, all we have is by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. So the things that we see in this world that's going on, hey, you know, that's not going to concern me. It's not going to rile me up. It's not going to make my veins stick out of my neck and talk to the TV set that they can't hear me saying anything, which we do a lot. Just looking at it, and you get so angry with it, and, you know, I'm getting about like her. I just get up and walk out. I wait till a commercial, because the commercials are better than whatever they're talking about anyway. Praise the Lord. But you know, Jesus personally commissioned the believers. Who's the believer? The people who believe in Jesus. Not just churchgoers. I'm talking about people who believe in Jesus. And you know, to show the love of Jesus. You know, when we come together, we're showing him that we love him for what he did for us. We're here in his presence. We don't scatter off into something else that may be thinking more important. No, we're focused because we come to worship Jesus. And Jesus personally delegated his authority to every believer on earth. Every believer on earth. And you know, we need to make this a mental saying or outward saying or however you want to do it. But you know, we should never say, I can't. But, yes, I can. You see what I'm saying? I can remember just my dad telling me when he was in the Navy, when they'd say something, but they couldn't do something. I can't. The Navy, the instructor or whatever told him, no, you can. You can do it. And, you know, it stuck with me what he said. And then I'm just believing that what the Word of God is telling us, that we shouldn't be saying, I can't do it. But I can do it because of the Word of God. The Word of God says I have been commissioned. I'm commanded to reign in my area, my sphere of influence. I'm there. That's for me. God has given that to me. He's given it to each and every one of you. And he made it clear for us to continue following and doing the works that he began. He made it clear in that scripture we read. And the question is not if we are capable, but if we will make ourselves available. That is the big thing. It's not if we're capable of doing something, but it's being available. The choice is ours. You know, We have to be, according to His Word, to make ourselves available to God. And, you know, that's what God wants us to do. How can we do the works of Jesus if we're not available? We got our own little thing we got to do. We got our own little situation we got to go do. No, if we say that, we just telling Jesus, just hold up, Jesus. I'll get back to you. Or being on a telephone, yes, uh-huh. Yeah, Jesus, okay. I'll get back to you. If that's one thing about Jesus, He'll never say, I'll get back to you. Like when we need something, all we got to, didn't He tell us to use His name, use Jesus' name, and we'll be done? That's big right there. A lot of people say, well, I say that all the time and nothing happened. What do you believe? Remember the first part of that scripture was, all who believe. Well, yeah, I believe, but, well, you got to build up that faith. Build up that faith. I believe it. It don't look like it, but I'm going to believe it. I'm gonna take the tiger by the tail. I'm gonna not let go. I'm gonna do what God tells me to do, no matter what. People are gonna say things bad about me, but that's okay. I'm still following after God's word. I don't care. Why is that? Because I'm following Jesus. I'm gonna do what He says to do because He says I can. He didn't say I can't. Right? So we have to understand that Paul gives the believers added information about how we should desire to live a more promising and fulfilled Christian life. We call ourselves Christians, so we need to live a Christian life, right? Because I can tell you, if you say you're a Christian, people are watching. I can remember, it reflects back to I was sitting in on a kid's gun class. They had to go through this class before they could get their license to shoot their shotgun or go hunting or whatever. But the deal is, they were talking about, is that they have to be prepared because there's certain groups that don't want guns to be had. And they taught in that class and on the video that we have to be very careful. If we shoot a deer, don't make sure you shoot the deer and not shoot something else that you thought was a deer. And you know, and that kind of resonated with me, and I started thinking, I said, that's about the way people out there look at Christians, and they're going to first thing going to say, or I thought you were a Christian. I thought you said you went to that church there on the Cluett Highway. I thought you said, you see what I'm saying? People have their eyes on you when you say you are a Christian. And that's why a lot of people do not say I'm a Christian, because they don't want to hear that from somebody else. Or they're doing something they shouldn't be doing that won't reflect as being a Christian. You see what I'm saying? So they don't want that, hear that sound of, oh, I thought you were a Christian. Well, I'm going to mess up, and I can ask God to forgive me. You're going to mess up. If you don't, let me know. What's your secret? Praise the Lord, because God says in His Word that we all fall short. Father, go, right? You think we all do. And we can always go to 1 John 1:9 and ask Him, say, Lord, forgive me. You know, I mean, 1 John 1:9, I use that all the time. Because, we all mess up. But praise the Lord, we can go to God. If we are believers, we're Christians, we're born again believers, we can go to the throne room of heaven. You can spiritually. And go to the throne room of heaven, and you can speak to God personally. I want you to look in Romans 6:9. Romans 6:9, this is what Paul was talking about. Gives a believer added information how we should desire to live more. Romans 6:9 says, we are sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead. He was raised from the dead and He will never die again. Praise the Lord. Death no longer has any power over Him. That's an astounding statement. The death no longer had any power over Jesus as it did before. It had power because he was a man just like us. And, you know, he went to the cross for us. And Jesus died once and for our sins. How can anybody not worship Jesus and want to get into his presence for what he did for us? He went to the cross for all our sins. And he died on the cross of Calvary, but since then, he's been raised again. And he lives. People say, well, he died and all that. Yes, he died on the cross, but he had a mission and he took care of it. But he rose again and he sits at the right hand of the Father. And I can tell you one thing. And what did he tell him? He tell his disciples, I have to go to send you the helper. Right? He had to bring. He had to go. He couldn't. The Spirit of God couldn't be there until he left and went and sat at the right hand of the Father. And the Spirit of God came upon those disciples, right? Think about it. The Spirit of God is upon you, the Spirit of God, for what he did on the cross. Hallelujah. And, you know, he conquered sin for us, or sin and death for us, when he laid down his life. He laid down and submitted to the death on the cross. You know, and I would think many times, I say, why did he do that? Why did you want to die and all that? But that's kind of silly, because he did it to save us, so that we wouldn't have to go through all that. So if he doesn't have death has no more power over him, and if we're in him, that means that death has no power over us. Because what did Paul say? He said, to die, I'd be in heaven. But to live, I'd be here spreading the gospel. That's my interpretation. But that's basically what he said. To die, it'd be I'd be in heaven with Jesus. But to live, I'd be here spreading the gospel. I'd be telling people about Jesus. So either way, he doesn't fear. Death no longer has the power over, as Paul was speaking, that he didn't have that power. The same thing with us. You know, I've read about different missionaries. Well, I was down in Guadalajara, Mexico, and one of the missionaries, they said he died of natural causes, but whatever natural causes are, I don't know, but he had passed away on the mission field. Young guy, not very old. He died. And you know, and they all celebrate it because they know he was in heaven. But the deal is, he was doing God's work, just like the other disciples, except for John. And they tried to take him out so many times, tried to boil him, tried to hang him, tried to throw him off a cliff, tried to do this. And finally they said, get rid of this person. Put him on an island. And he wrote the book of Revelations. But you see what I'm saying, that God wants us to reign in our life, to be victorious in our life. And sure, that may not look like it, but we don't go by what we see. We go by faith, right? We understand that we live by faith, not by sight. And I can tell you, we need to understand that Jesus lives in us. The Spirit of God lives in us. And we got to understand that we can reign in this life, even though sometimes it don't look like we can. Look like it's over for us. But no, God says it's reign. It ain't over till he says it's over. Hallelujah. Let's look in Romans 6:10. It says, when he died once to break the power of sin. But now that he lives for the glory of God. Jesus conquered sin and death when he laid down his life and submitted to the death on that cross. Whew, praise the Lord. You know, Paul, you know, he had a message for each believer in these scriptures. In Romans, he's talking about it. And it's something that we must ourselves, by faith, look into what Paul is trying to tell us here. For all the believers, whenever it comes up there and says, for the believers, look in Romans 6:11. Romans 6:11. And he says, so you should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. Did you notice what Paul wrote? We are not to allow sin to reign in our lives. We're not to allow it. And, you know, I mean, we got to be careful what we look at. Be careful what we hear. Be careful who we associate with. Be careful on a lot of different things that try to draw you away from God, that try to convince you of something else or do something else. Whatever it is, we just got to be careful because we don't want sin to be allowed to reign in our lives. And, you know, we are the determining factor, not God. We are the determining factor. Because God's already set the lines for us to follow, right? So it's not, the determining factor is not, if anything happens, it's God's fault. No, it belongs to us. The determining factor belongs to us. Whatever it is, not the devil, not Jesus, but us. Why is that? Because when you sin, not God. Sin can't be around God or Jesus. But when we sin, we fall into sin. We did it. We had a choice, right? We all believers have a choice. We can do it, or we can go by the word of God. We can do this, or no. Are we going to stay by the word of God? But if we take that choice and do opposite of what the word of God's saying, or do something else, and, you know, we understand that we're putting ourselves, that sin can come because of the way we do, the way we think. You know, I mean, I can remember a long time ago, people, you know, in the 60s especially, they were, I don't know what it was, but I know one thing, I just happened to see it. You know how people, That ain't God. Well, I don't know about your God, the God that they were worshiping, but the God I serve, I can speak English to him. Hello, God. Well, you know, how's your day? Man, I tell you, it's been kind of rough. You know, this has been going on. But Lord, I'm going to stay on your word. I'm not going to get away from it. And, you know, I can talk to God. That's what it's all about. You talk to God by your language. Hello, God. What are we going to do today? I mean, I've done that before. And sometimes he would come up with something. He'd say, not today, Lord. I don't know about you, but he's go do such and such. Not today, Lord. You know that I've got this to do. I was going to go and have a nice breakfast and a lunch, and tomorrow's National Donut Day. You know, I think I may just go have a party down on some donuts. No, I didn't say that. God says to do, and you know, so what you have to do, put the donuts down and do what God says, and then he rewards you later. Hallelujah. But you know, but Paul tells us that, you know, that we shouldn't fall for the devil's tricks. But we do. Why is that? Because it looks so good. But, you know, with Paul, and he was addressing Christians when he wrote this scripture here. And, you know, we are the reigning force in life. You think about it. We're the reigning force in life and should never allow the power of sin to dominate us. You know, I've seen too many times. So we have to be careful on those kind of things. And you know, Paul continues to remind us that not to give ourselves over to sin, but to remain yielded to God at all times. How do you know that? Look in Romans 6, 14 and through 16. And it says, sin is no longer your master. Sin is no longer your master as it was before. And that's not in there. But you know how we followed after sin and didn't know it because we didn't know what really sin was. Sin is no longer is your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. Whoo, yeah. Now look at the next verse. Verse 15. And it says, Well then, since God's grace has set us free from the law, does that mean we can go on sinning? Of course not. Praise the Lord. Let's look at the next verse, 16. He says, don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. Praise the Lord. People think that, well, I live grace of God. You know, I can keep on doing what I do, and I, you know, I just ask Him to forgive me. Yeah, but according to the scripture, of course not to live that way. You know, and some believers say that because we are now under grace. I love grace, but a lot of people take advantage of grace. If we have the Spirit of God on the inside of us and we're following after His word, but sin is still there, though. Sin is there. And it's not, we don't think about it as an issue, but it is an issue because it's lying and waiting for us to sin, to grab a hold to it. You know, and they conclude with what they say, and you know, that all things are lawful and excusable because of the grace of God. Grace, God gives us grace. God's grace. Praise the Lord for God's grace. But that doesn't mean we can go and still sin. You know, I hate to be praising the Lord, taking in all His grace, and then go out and do sinful things. Somebody said, what is a sinful thing? Whatever goes against the word of God. To me, that's what it would mean. You're doing something against the word of God. You're going against what God says in His word. And you're not showing God the love. You're not showing Him the respect. You know, it could be a multitude of things. But don't live on grace alone. He wants us to fulfill our plan by knowing that we have the grace of God. But that doesn't give us a license to go out and sin. Praise the Lord. Did you get anything out of this?